Shell Oil Company presents Ebb and Zeb. This evening we bring you the second of a new series of programs featuring Ebb and Zeb, Corn Center storekeepers. We left them with a problem, the formulation of a plan to give motorists a reason for stopping at their general store. And speaking of problems, the Shell Oil Company has introduced Shell Free Energy Gasoline to help you solve your gasoline problem. Your questions regarding quick starting, smooth, even power, and anti-knock rating are answered in Shell Free Energy Gasoline because this new fuel is made entirely of the three kinds of energy every motor needs. Ask any Shell dealer about this gasoline triumph on sale now. And now to the general store and Ebb and Zeb. You'll recall that business has not been so good lately and that Zeb has called in an efficiency expert. This expert has suggested that they can build up their trade if they can get motorists to stop. This evening we find them in the store, Ebb kneeling on the floor painting a sign, and Zeb leaning against the door jamb watching traffic flow past.
There, ding it. There they go. Scooting past like the old Nick was after them, never even thinking of stopping in to buy something.
Well, they'll be stopping as soon as I get this here sign painted.
Sign? Is that what you're making?
Yeah. Darn near got it finished, all except one word. Don't know how to spell it.
Well, what's the word?
Sense.
What kind of sense do you mean? Like a hoss sense or like 10 cents?
I don't mean neither. I mean like greatest sales since 1930.
Oh, now let's see. I think you leave out the T.
But there ain't no tea in it.
Well, then, put a tea in it. Put a tea in it. Quit asking darn fool questions. Gosh almighty, didn't you have no spelling when you went to school?
What say?
I said, didn't you learn how to spell? Didn't you have no spelling bees?
Nope, none of our bees could spell. They just made honey.
Oh, dad darn it. I mean, didn't you learn how to put letters together? Didn't you learn how to spell words?
Oh, spell words?
Yes.
Sure. I learned how to spell words. I was a darn good speller, too. I was at the bottom of my class.
You was a good speller and was at the bottom of your class, huh?
Yeah, all the rest of the places was full.
Hmm.
I was good at arithmetic, too. Figuring. Darn quick at it.
Well, if you're so quick at it, what's the answer to this problem?
100.
Oh, well, consarned, I ain't give you the problem yet.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'm quick. I can make up answers before most fellas can make up problems. Look out. Don't kick that paint bucket over. Stand back.
Oh, I ain't gonna kick it over. Now, here's the problem, and let's see you figure it. A feller bought 10 cows at $30 apiece and sold them for $50 apiece. How much do you make?
Bought them for $30 and sold them for $50?
Yes, sir. $50 apiece.
How big was the pieces?
Oh, I reckon you'd better stick to spelling.
Yeah, and I reckon you better stick to playing the fiddle.
What do you mean? I don't play no fiddle, and you know it.
Well, then you ought to learn. And give your chin a rest.
Oh, is that so? Well, if you spent more time selling groceries and less time thinking up a lot of foolishness, we'd be better off. Spending all morning painting a darn fool sign on a piece of canvas.
You're just sore because you didn't think of the idea yourself.
Idea? What idea?
This here sign. This is what I'm going to use to make automobiles stop.
How do you mean?
Well, you see what it says here. Greatest sales since 1930. I'm going to put it on a stick, you know, make a sort of flag out of it. And then I'm going to get out in the middle of the road and wave it when a car passes.
Hmm. It won't work.
It will.
It won't.
Will.
It won't, I tell you.
It will. Dad ding it, I'll show you whether it'll work or not. Hand me that there yardstick. I'm going to use it for a pole.
Oh, shucks. I tell you, you just wasted your time tacking that sign on there. Nobody will ever stop for a fool sign like that.
Darn it. I wish you'd keep the trap shut. Now, you made me lose that tack.
I didn't make you lose it. It was laying there on the floor right alongside you just a minute ago.
Yeah, and you must have kicked it with your feet. Dad burn you? Where's the daggone thing gone? I wish you'd quit messing around and making me
lose. Oh, well, quit your crabbing about it. I'll get you another one.
Ouch! Never mind, I found the tack.
You sat on it.
Come on, I'll show you how it works.
Hold on there. Where are you going?
I'm going to stand out here in the middle, in the center of the road and wave it. Now you watch me.
Watch me.
Go
watch
on,
me.
Go on, wave it. I'm a watching. Hey, look out there. Knew that happened.
Well, I'll be gum swaddled.
I thought you were going to make him stop.
Well, I did make him stop for a second, didn't I?
Yes, and it's too darn bad that he did. If he hadn't, you could have sued him for damages.
Sued him for damages? Nothing. I'd have had to sue him for repairs.
Well, I told you it wouldn't work. You got an idea, but you ain't got enough brains to carry it out, that's all.
I suppose you have.
And you're darn tootin' I have. Let me have that sign. I'll fix it so the next fella that drives past will see it.
What you gonna do with it?
Never mind now, never mind. Ain't you got some rope around here, Summers?
There's some behind the counter there.
I don't see it. Oh, yes, here it is, here it is. Well, now, come on. You take one end and tie it to a tree on the other side of the road there.
Say, you must be crazy. How is a piece of rope tied to a tree going to stop a car?
Well, never mind. I'll show you. I'm going to fasten the sign right in the middle of the rope here. See, like this. Now, you tie your end to the tree, and then I'll tie the other end to our awning. We'll stretch it right across the road.
I bet it won't work.
Oh, of course it'll work. Get on over there and fasten your end to the tree.
Is this all right?
No, farther over there. All right, that's all right now. Go ahead and tie it.
It ain't very high.
Well, it's high enough to clear the top of a car.
All right, wait a minute. Well, I got her tied. You got the sign fastened on it?
Yes. Come on now, we'll fasten the other end to the awning here.
Well, hurry up. I think there's a car coming down the road now.
Well, I'm a hurrying, ain't I? Pull in on the rope and take up some of the slack. Whoa, whoa, that's good, that's good. Now hold her there.
You got it tied?
Yeah, she is. Now see what a lot of difference brains make. Step right here on the awning, and when the fella stops, we'll both be standing here smiling like.
Guys, I hope he stops.
He'll stop. He'll... Look out, Pete!
Eb. Are you hurt, Eb?
You got me out of it. That dirt awning off my neck. I'll get up.
It burns such a thing. Come on there.
So that's the difference that brains make, is it?
Well, how'd I know that one of them big stages wouldn't clear the rope?
And look at that awning. We've had it for 40 years, and now just look at it. Why, for 2 cents, I'd lay you so flat you'd look like a rug.
Yes, you would. Well, why don't you do it? Do it. Let's see you do it now.
And don't rush me. Don't rush me.
Well, gentlemen. You seem to be in some sort of trouble. Can I help you?
We can get into plenty of trouble without any help.
But what seems to be the matter?
Well, you see, mister, we just had a sort of accident. We've been trying to get automobiles to stop here at the store, and...
Oh, I see. Trying to get motorists to stop here, huh?
Yes.
Why, say, it's certainly lucky for you I happened along. I've got just the proposition for you. If you want motorists to stop here, here's my card.
Thank you. Wilberforce Sharp, Long Shot Oil Company, Inc.
Inc.? What do we do, write the motorist letters?
No. What you fellows need is a long shot gas pump.
You mean long shot gasoline will make automobiles stop?
It most certainly will. And what's more, they stay stopped.
Shucks. I never even heard of long shot gasoline.
That's just the point. We don't advertise it. When a man drives up and doesn't ask for a specific brand of gas, you can give him long shot.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it'll take.
Take? Why, of course it will take. I know. I've sold long-shot gasoline at a pump myself once.
Yeah, and I'll bet once is just about all you'd sell it.
Well, you think we can really make some money selling long-shot gas?
That's how I made my success. Why, I started in life as a barefoot boy.
Well, I wasn't born with shoes on, neither.
And I've been going right ahead ever since I've been with the long-shot company.
Well, how much does one of these here long-shot gas pumps cost?
Well, it's all in the contract here. Let me read it to you. It is hereby agreed, by and between you fellows, hereinafter referred to as Party of the First Part, and the Long Shot Oil Company, Incorporated, hereinafter called Party of the Second Part, that the Party of the First Part will act as agent for the Party of the Second Part, full-time or part...
Hold on there a second. I think I've lost a couple of parts.
Oh, shut up, Eb, and let Mr. Sharp read it.
Full-time or part... And it is agreed that the party of the second part will give the party...
Oh, you're going to give a party.
No, he ain't going to give a party.
Say, just a moment.
But he just said he was going to give a party.
No, he said we're going to give the party.
Now listen, nobody is giving a party. Let me go on with this, will you? We'll give the party of the first part such monies and revenues up to 10% of them.
Oh, you mean you sent him to the party?
No, of course not. I said...
Nobody sent him to the party, Eb.
Certainly not.
No, they was invited.
Oh, look here. Take this contract and read it over. I'll pick it up tomorrow.
Well, wait. Where are you going?
Why, I'm going to order your pump installed.
But, say, supposing we don't like it.
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll make you like it.
Well, we're afraid Eb and Zeb are heading for more trouble. They can't seem to resist a fast talker or understand elaborately phrased technical claims. But don't ambiguous wordy phrases confuse all of us? Consider gasoline, for instance. Every motorist knows what a good gasoline should do, but few can find a basis of comparison in technical statements of gasoline content. Shell 3 Energy Gasoline is just what the simple, straightforward name implies, a gasoline made entirely of essential energies. When your car refuses to perform, inferior gasoline is at fault 9 times out of 10. Shell 3 Energy Gasoline reduces engine waste. A tank full will prove its efficiency.